Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Federal Communications Commission has a new leader. Jessica Rosenworcel was appointed as acting chairwoman last month by President Biden. And her first task, making what she calls long overdue upgrades to improve the FCC's flawed broadband maps. This is important, she says, because it's the first step in bridging the digital divide. And acting FCC chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel joins us now for more. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So you're implementing a couple of changes in the effort to expand broadband. But there are a couple of hurdles, right? The FCC has been criticized for years about inaccuracies in the data that often overstates high-speed internet coverage. And you're implementing a couple of changes. One big step is your announcement of a new task force to implement upgrades to these broadband maps. But you say it's actually going to take a while to get there. How come?
Well, if we want to solve our nation's digital divide, the first thing we're going to need to have is better data. The sad truth is that I inherited an agency that didn't know with precision where broadband is and is not in communities across the country. So job one is figuring that out with some precision. And late last year, in appropriations legislation, Congress provided the FCC with funding to really start mapping in a granular way broadband all across this country. So right out of the gate, I was thought it was important to get that started, but this is not something that we're going to be able to do overnight. And we're simultaneously going to have to work on getting broadband to the places that we know there is no service right now. Yeah. So we're going to have to do two things at once.
Let's talk a little bit more about that push to get access to places that don't have it. You're also implementing something called the Emergency Broadband Benefit, which gives people discounts on new broadband access. How are you reaching people to make sure they're able to take advantage of that new program?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. The Emergency Broadband Benefit is our nation's biggest ever project to make sure that we get high-speed service to households nationwide who may not be able to afford it. We know that this pandemic has moved so much of modern life online, and a lot of households are struggling with the economic strain from this crisis. So Congress provided the FCC with more than $3 billion to set up a program to discount by $50 a month broadband connectivity to low-income households or households that have suffered from unemployment and otherwise are having a hard time right now. So now we're working to finalize our rules, and then we're going to have to work just as hard to get the word out and do outreach so people know this service is available and can take advantage of it.
Right. Why are there populations who still don't have access to broadband? I mean, over 90% of the country has access to high-speed internet. What are some of the challenges in those places that don't have it?
I think there are two problems in our nation's digital divide. The first is deployment. We've got some rural and remote areas in this country where the geography may be beautiful, but it's really difficult to, in a cost-effective way, build the infrastructure to every household. And we've got to work to help support the providers that are in those areas willing to try to serve those households with support from Washington and support from state funds as well. But we've also got this other challenge, which is even bigger. We have many more households in urban and suburban America that are struggling to afford broadband consistently. And that's where that emergency broadband benefit program we discussed comes in, because it will help them by supporting and defraying the cost of getting online, which is so important during this pandemic.
Last year, under former President Trump, the FCC designated the Chinese company Huawei a national security threat. Now Huawei is asking you to overturn that decision. So far, the Biden administration is standing by it. Huawei calls this designation arbitrary and says it's harming the telecom industry overall. What is your response to that?
Well, I think that the FCC is going to be able to defend its earlier decision in court. We know that when there is insecure network equipment out there in our communications networks, it can jeopardize the security of communications in the United States. And we're concerned about equipment from this company. And so we made the decision that FCC programs should not subsidize its deployment. And the company is taking us to court over that decision. But again, it's one that I think we can defend in court, and I expect us to be successful.
What about this idea, though, that they're saying that it's harmful overall to the entire telecom industry? Is there any truth in that?
I think the decision we made stands. We are concerned about security vulnerabilities and their equipment, and we do not believe that federal government programs should subsidize its deployment. That's the decision we made before, and I think it is one that we will be able to defend in court successfully.
Jessica Rosenworcel is the acting chairwoman of the Federal Communications Commission. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.